Matthew 18, verses 21 to 19, 12. Then Jesus came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and he could not pay. His lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him in prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he could pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went to a region of Judea beyond the Jordan. Thus ends the reading of the Gospel. In this extraordinary year of mercy, Peter, in the Gospel, asks Jesus, how many times are we to forgive? The answer Jesus gives is 70 times 7, way beyond the number of times that Peter had suggested. So Jesus began teaching him through a parable. He told of a person who was forgiven a huge debt, but who then went out and refused someone who owed him just a little bit, hard-hearted, we might say, which was just the point that Jesus wanted to make. So, how many times are we to forgive? The answer is a lot. Maybe it won't be 70 times 7. On the other hand, maybe it will be. It all depends on us and our willingness to accept the forgiveness that God has offered us. We have chosen to respond to God, who will always keep God's promise to forgive, no matter who we are or what we have done. That's the thing about our God. God promises, and God always comes through. One of the things I do when I go to a Wisconsin state prison is to sit in a circle of men once a week for 12 weeks and lead them through a process of restorative justice. It's not religious, but the men are often moved to tell us of their spiritual practice. And it is genuine for most of them. They seek out others who share their faith, just like we do. In restorative justice, the men take responsibility for understanding the ripple effects of crime, not only of their victims, but their spouses and children, their parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews. They listen respectfully to others and promise one another they'll be members of the community, both in the prison and outside of it. They call it being lifeguards, and isn't that what Jesus meant when he talked about forgiveness in today's gospel? That's how we protect our communities. The commitment and enthusiasm of the prisoners make me think of the artist Michael O'Neill McGrath, who once made a card that read, "All God's critters got a place in the choir." Many prisoners know this. They are well aware of their offenses, as well as of the way they are ignored and treated with disdain for what they have done. Today's gospel teaches us to seek out the prisons we live in, and there are many, and to consider the freedom we enjoy because of God's mercy. Amen.